Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day, build momentum, and better your life. Good morning, cutie. Welcome to day 309 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. I hate to be the one to break it to you, but it's time. It is officially time for you to get that thing done that you have been putting off. Once and for all, today is that day. This is the weekend to do it. And you probably know exactly what I'm talking about, too. It's that damn thing that you've been putting off that really doesn't need to wait any longer. Honestly, though, what has been holding you back from starting it? Think about it truly. Why haven't you gotten this done? Is it a fear of failure? Are you overwhelmed at the sight of starting it? Get to the bottom of where that hesitation is coming from first and foremost. Figure out why you're avoiding that shit. And then answer honestly. Is it helping you to avoid this, or is it hurting you? Now, I want you to imagine getting this thing done. Don't imagine the process, but just imagine the actual completion of getting that damn thing off the to-do list. How do you feel? Now marinate in that feeling for just a second. This feeling is going to be your motivation. You're going to come back to this visual and this internal feeling as often as you need to. So ideally, you've established what you need to get done, why you've been avoiding that thing you need to get done, and how you're going to feel when you get that damn thing done. And the only thing left to do now is bridge the gap. What's going to get you there? What is your first step? Not the second step, not the third step. I don't want you to go that far ahead. Just the first step. What is the next thing available to you right now to get you closer to accomplishing the task? It's critical you don't overthink it. Just be real with yourself and decide what the next necessary thing is you need to do for you to be able to get this shit done. Even if it's a tiny step and a long-ass journey, decide what that is, plan it, and then stop thinking about it. Then at some point today, whenever you have a few free minutes, I want you to set a timer on your phone and dedicate 5 minutes to just doing that first step. That's it. I just want you to take 5 minutes and pay mindful attention to that damned cursed thing that came up for you. And then you can stop. If you're feeling yourself and you want to keep going, great. But if you have the slightest desire to stop at 5 minutes, do that, stop. But tomorrow, I'm going to ask you to do the same thing again. Just 5 minutes at a time. You're going to chip away at this bullshit until it's done. And before you know it, you're going to have that damn thing done, and you're going to be wondering why you waited so long to rip off the Band-Aid and start in the first place. And I'm proud of you for even thinking of the thing and getting real with yourself about it. You're a badass who can do anything, and you letting that stupid bullshit hold you back from that feeling that you are craving is not worth it. You deserve to be in control of the bullshit in your life, not the other way around. So keep on kicking ass, you beautiful angel face babe of a human. There is nothing sexier than a motherfucker who gets shit done, so be that motherfucker. The longer that you put off shit like this, the harder it feels to broach. And it's this weird mental block that we all suffer from sometimes, so don't feel bad about it or guilty. But remember that you are a boss, and bosses get shit done. Even if it's shit that boss has been putting off for months and months, or maybe even years. But today is a beautiful day to chip away at that bullshit that's been grinding on you. 5 minutes at a time will eventually make the micro changes that you need to inspire you to keep going. Because that's really all it takes. And don't feel guilty if you only spent 5 minutes just writing out the to-do list of what you would need to do to get it done. Because 5 minutes is 5 minutes. And that just means you're 5 minutes closer to accomplishing something than you were yesterday. And tomorrow, you'll be 10 minutes closer. And eventually, at this rate, it'll be 5 minutes behind you. And you deserve to feel that feeling you imagined earlier. So go after that shit and get that bullshit done once and for all.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.